Hi, I'm Danny Brown, and welcome to My Other Podcast Is, the show that brings you podcasters from around the world to talk about their other podcast, the one that's completely different from their main show. If you enjoy the show, I'd love for you to leave a review on your favourite podcast app, or over at myotherpodcast.com/review. And please, feel free to share with anyone that would enjoy the show too. I'd be super grateful. And now, this week's episode. Hi, I'm Danny Brown, and welcome to My Other Podcast Is, the show that brings you podcasters from around the world to talk about their other podcast, the one that's maybe less known than their main show. Today I'm joined by Sean Dillon from Texas in the US. Sean is truly a master of all trades, including a podcaster, obviously, director of digital media, a 25-plus year radio veteran, and more. Sean's main podcast is Rockin' 25 College Basketball Pro, which we'll talk about shortly. And his other podcast? Well, we'll talk about that shortly too. But first, Sean, welcome to My Other Podcast Is.
Danny, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and glad to be part of this new podcast for you.
I know, and it's kind of exciting. It hasn't launched yet as we record this, so this will be one of the first episodes that goes out. So I'm kind of cool. It's kind of cool to have this as being one of the inaugural episodes. And yeah, it's fun to do video. We're doing video for this podcast, obviously, and this is the first time we've really done video. So that's a new one for me. So I might be a little bit nervous. So just be warned there. I might.
Look, I'm in radio, so I have a face for radio. So, you know, I made sure I looked, you know, equal to you. So there's, you know, look at this. It's Danny 1 and Danny 2.
I know. I should have left my gristle on. I had a little shave and a shower earlier this morning. I should have left it. I've got a little bit of a one dayer there. But yeah, it's all fun. It's all good stuff. So, John, I mentioned in the intro that you're a 25-plus year radio vet. And I got to say, that kind of oozes out of you. You have an amazing voice. I've just got to say that up. When I listen to your shows and just talking to you now, it has that nice timbre, which is just cool. Was that, obviously, it's not something you work on, but which family side do you feel that comes from?
It comes from being the oldest of six kids. And being the oldest of six kids, and when my parents would come home, it was whoever could talk the loudest and get my mom and dad's attention would get first.
Right.
Sometimes sometimes they'd be like, hello, hello, pick me. Yeah. But, you know, being the oldest, and my grandmother was a speech and hearing therapist. Oh. And so I would go to her. She was also a teacher at universities in New York. And so I would go with her to her speech and hearing classes and write an A with your left hand, write an A with your right hand. And so doing all that, I just looked at it as I wanted to have a voice. And my other podcast is because of not allowing myself to tell their stories. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So there's definitely a lot of vocal background stuff there. And is it all brothers, sisters too, or does that make sense?
Oh, three sisters, two younger brothers. I'm the oldest of six. And so, yeah, it's
an even split.
even split, except for when it came to bathrooms. And then, you know.
Fun. So as I mentioned at the start, obviously your main podcast is Rockin' 25 College Basketball Pro, mm-hmm. which is geared, obviously, as the name suggests, towards college basketball. So how did that come about?
Well, I'm the executive producer director for the Rockin' Pregame show, which is a Texas Tech sports show. Fridays on Rock 101 in Lubbock, Texas. And with that, the first year, we were thinking, how can we, you know, really get more people to, you know, understand what's going on around the country? So I went and found Eric Haslam and a couple other guys and said, hey, what we're going to do is we're going to put together this top 25 of college basketball. And we're going to talk to you guys because you guys are from Seattle and Wisconsin, North Carolina, and Maine, and we're going to put together the top 25 teams. Now, these were basically people who had no radio experience, had just had a passion for the game. Mm-hmm. And so it first started out as a 20-minute segment on a radio show. And then I thought, you know, maybe I need to put this out and put it on the website. And so it then became a podcast. And so, you know, every Thursday night at 6:30, I'm recording the show, that 20-minute segment. And then I edit myself out and let the other host of the radio show do the audio live. So while I'm talking to, you know, I might be talking to Eric Haslam from Haslametrics.com and having him explain, you know, why Marquette is not to be trusted during the NCAA tournament, or I might be having him break, you know, Michael Hunter break down a specific ACC team and why Duke might not be the team that everyone thinks they are right now. And so it became one of those things where I wanted to not have it where my guys here in Lubbock knew everything. There are a bunch of talented, independent people out here, like the talented, independent podcasters that are all around the world. I wanted to have their voices. And so by having their voices, then it looks like we've got experts from Northeast, South, and West coming together for one thing. And so because of that, then once we started putting it out, everyone's like, man, this is good content. And I was like, well, I guess we're going to put it in an RSS feed. And that was the basis of, you know, starting the Rockin' 25 and the Rockin' pregame, you know, putting that on as a podcast, because there are some people that couldn't listen to the show and wanted to hear it after the show was over, or they were at work, they were at lunch, whatever.
Right. And now I've got to admit, I'm a complete noob when it comes to basketball, and you can blame it, or I'm going to blame it on my UK childhood anyway, but it's football, like soccer for me. Obviously we did have basketball, but it wasn't a huge game. So with the show focusing on college basketball, what's the appeal for a noob like me? What's the appeal for college basketball specifically for a podcast and show that you're doing, as opposed to the main NBA itself?
If you compare college basketball and the NBA, someone would say that the NBA is two things. The NBA is dunks or three-pointers. And it's either, you know, go for an easy pass dunk, or, you know, a give-and-go two-man game, and that's it. The NBA game, like the NBA All-Star game, 200 points of yawn. But the college game, when it comes down to things like UMBC beating Virginia, a 16 seed, which had never happened before in the history of the NBA, I'm sorry, the NCAA, that passion, a 16 seed beating a one seed, you don't get that in the NBA. You've got the super teams. You've got the, you know, the Lakers, the Knicks, the Celtics, you know, the Bulls, the Mavs, Golden State. You've got all these big market teams, with the exception of Golden State. You got these big market teams and these big attitudes, and you really don't have an underdog. And what March Madness and what the NCAA provides that the NBA totally does not provide is anyone can win any game at any time. Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, you can have half court shots that, you know, I mean, how many times during the NCAA tournament are people thinking that 12 seeds will beat a 5 seed? It happens. So that's the thing that it's, I mean, what kind of, are you, what soccer team are you a backer of?
So I'm Arsenal's my team.
Okay. So let's think of if Burnley beat Arsenal. You know, let's say Wrexham beat Arsenal. you would lose your ever-loving mind. But to fans of football, that would be the greatest thing ever to such a huge upset. That's why the NCAA is 1,000 times better than the NBA, because even though the NCAA, you have super teams, what NIL and the transfer portal allowed is you can't have, you know, Duke in our latest Rockin' 25 basketball poll was 13. Now, Duke has never been that low. They've always been a blue blood. They've always, you know, Final Fours and et cetera. They're not that good a team this year. And so the thing is the underdogs are what makes college basketball 1,000 times better than the NBA when it's throw it up from half court, throw it up from beyond the 3-point arc, or dunk the ball.
Right. So that's it's obviously a huge difference. And as you mentioned, I can see, you know, it's kind of like the FA Cup in the UK when it comes to football. That's where the small teams like the Burnleys, like the Wrexhams, get a chance to go up against. Well, Burnley's in the same league at the moment as Arsenal, but from a cup point of view, Wrexham would be a great example. They're about three leagues down from Arsenal, so if they went up against them in the cup and beat them, it'd be massive. It'd be a huge, as you say, an underdog story. And what I like about the show as well, is I do like the sports format, where it's almost like that. Well, it's a sports format, it's a basketball show, college basketball show. But I do like the sports presentation format, where you've got multiple hosts, they're given lots of stats and why they're picking the teams that they're going with and the picks that they're going with. And it made me realize that I feel how huge, like, college basketball must be in the US. Because I'm guessing when putting the show together, and you can talk about that, what's the process of getting the stats about these teams? Because I can imagine a UK equivalent with a soccer. I wouldn't know any stats about maybe a Wrexham or a Cambridge City or someone like that. So how do you put a show together? How do the experts get their information and all the data on, and I don't want this to sound rude, and I apologize if it does, but what's essentially college teams versus the pro, you know, the pro leagues, for example?
College, you know, stats are easily available out there. Each NCAA school will put out a box score after the game, and it is easily accessible. There are places that you can scrape stats off of, you know, like Eric Haslam from haslametrics.com. He has a stat provider that provides all the stats for him, and then he has his analytics that takes all the stats and he puts it together, and boom, it's there. And so he can tell you that, you know, in his top 25, that right now Houston's the number one team, followed by Purdue, UConn, Auburn, and Tennessee. And he can say that, you know, offensively, the strongest team is Purdue, beyond a shadow of a doubt. But defensively, the team that absolutely is incredible is Houston. You can get into the tiny nitty gritty. And also, when we're recording it, I have a script for them where I'm going to tell them, okay, we're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about court storming. We're going to talk about the Big 12 and how any team, you know, can win there. What's the strongest conference? You know, will Gonzaga be, you know, make any roads in there? So they have an idea of what I'm going to ask them. And then what they'll do is they'll say, okay, I'm going to check the stats, and I'm going to say, okay, yeah, you know, Tennessee hasn't gotten out of the Sweet Six, gotten past the Sweet 16 for this many years. So they can find, if they know what I'm going to talk about, they can find the stats that support their discussion.
And obviously that level of detail and that level of research, it suits you perfectly for the basketball, the college basketball show. But I'm going to assume that it must also help you with your other podcast, which we'll certainly delve over to and talk about that one. Because this is like a real interesting concept for me. The other podcast is called Beyond the Mic, and it's the perfect name for the show, given its premise. So can you share more details about Beyond the Mic?
Beyond the Mic came from the concept of my grandmother and grandfather. My grandfather was worked for the Army Air Corps, which was before the Air Force. And my he was a professor of psychology and sociology, and he was incredible. And my grandmother taught and was a speech and hearing professor. She had her own practice, and they would tell me such amazing stories. My grandfather from the Great Depression, my grandmother of the stars and people that she helped with her practice and with school. I never, with all the passion that I have for telling stories and hearing stories, I never put a microphone in front of them and recorded any of them. None of them. Not a single one. And so because of that, with the exception of the stories that I know and I remember and that I can tell to anyone at any time, those stories are lost. And so when Beyond the Mic was started with the concept of, my boss was in the office next to me, and he had this American Idol star. And he had this promoter that was saying, hey, I've got this American Idol star. We need you to do some radio, blah, blah, blah. And my boss wasn't buying it. Put the person on mute, and he was, I don't want to do this interview. And so I come across around the corner and go, I'll do it. And he's looking at me like, you'll do it. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. The old life cereal commercial. You know, Mikey will eat it. Mikey will eat anything. I'll do it. I'll do anything. And so the first episode of Beyond the Mic, the first 92 episodes you'll never hear, because the first 92 episodes, I put them out, and then I realized they're not what I want them to be. And so the first 92 were just figuring out what I wanted to do, the format, how I wanted it, who I wanted to talk to, how I wanted to get it done. And the format and the way I do things changes. If you listen to the first Beyond the Mic episode to the Beyond the Mic episode that I did, you know, yesterday, it'll be completely different. You'll have three main parts. You'll have intro and main three main questions, which allows them to talk about whatever it is that they're there for, whether it be for an actor, or an artist, an author, or someone interesting that I feel like you need to know. And they get their ability that 4 or 5 minutes to 3, 4, 5 minutes to, you know, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing this story. I'm doing this article. I'm doing this movie. I'm doing this song. And then we go into the Rocking Eight, and the Rocking Eight is where Beyond the Mic is completely different than anybody else. I've had guests who will refuse to go on the air because of the Rocking Eight. The Rocking Eight is 8 random questions. It could be anything. But what they don't know is that 90% of the Rocking Eight is based off of them and their history. So for example, if I was going to do a Rocking Eight on you, I talk about the your love of Arsenal. So what was the last Arsenal game you went to? You know, what's your favorite moment as an Arsenal fan? What got you into podcasting? What was the best lesson that a teacher ever gave you? Who's the person who inspired you the most? There's 5 questions there. Now, those 5 questions probably would not have been asked by any other person, whether it be, what do you like in your coffee? Do you put flavorings in your water? By doing that, by breaking down from the 3 initial questions where I get them to give me the same answer they will give to 99.999% of every other interview that's out there. If you listen to any interview, if you go and search for any TV or radio interview, whether it be an actor or artist, an author, people will ask the same two or three different questions, and they have a pat answer that they give the exact same words. And so the rocking eight forces them out of that comfort zone. And then it will separate into part three, which is either the back half, which is the ability for me to have more deep in-depth questions that may pertain about whatever they're talking about. It may pertain to their hobbies, their interests, who they are. I want to go beyond what everyone knows. If I get one person to say, you know, Sean, that's a great question, that's done. No one's ever asked me that. Perfect. Those are the things, Danny, I want. Because if you're learning and I'm learning, and there's a story that they've told me that no one else has known, as long as that RSS feed is up, and as long as that audio is there, their story is not lost. And then the final thing, if we don't have time for the back half or sneaking in a couple more, it'll be one big question. And it is a question that is meant to make somebody think, somebody give an answer that is not something that you could get off the top of your head. If you have to pause for 5 or 6 or 10, 30 seconds to say, man, I don't know how to answer this. That right there shows vulnerability, and it shows that we're all human. I don't have pat answers. I kind of knew where we were going with this interview and with, you know, explaining my other podcast, but I didn't know what you were specifically going to ask. And that vulnerability is what makes us all good.
And what I think, I mean, you made some excellent points there about what the format does. And what I really enjoy about the show, as I've been catching up with the episodes, is you do have some amazing guests on there, period. But some of the names that I recognize that I wanted to just bring up, you had Lee Thompson, who's a huge teenage crush of mine ever since I saw her in Some Kind of Wonderful. And that's never gone away. You had Robbie Takac of the Goo Goo Dolls, Alex Winter, the actor, you know, obviously most well-known, I guess, for the Bill and Ted movies. And then recently, the most recent episode I listened to was with Gloria Gaynor, massive disco queen. So I'm curious, with some of these guests that you have on being more sort of celebrity or more well-known, obviously you've got very interesting and very well-known guests in their niches. But with these particular guests, what was your process for identifying which ones you wanted to bring onto the show and then actually getting them on?
Let me just say that I have got some outstanding talent, bookers, and everything. I have a archive right now that if I'd stop recording and just put out an episode from all my archives of things that I've gotten in the last 3 months, I have 50 or so episodes that I could put out right here, right now, and they'd still be incredible. The basis of it is if they are willing to tell a story, I am willing to listen to it. I think that's what's different, you know, with Gloria Gaynor. That whole, you know, Gloria's episode was basically promoting I Will Survive, her documentary movie. But, you know, it's one of those things of, one of the questions in the Rocking Eight was, what was the hardest course you had for your bachelor's in behavioral science degree that she just got? And she's like, statistics. I hate statistics. And it opened her up in a way that by allowing that in, you found out more about her. And I've got incredible people who say, Sean, I've got X. Can you fit him or her in? And that is the ultimate honor to me. I've had actors, authors, you know, and I've got things that where, you know, this stuff goes on the radio and then it also goes on to the podcast. The key to finding who you want and who you want in is there are some people that have told me, Sean, you need to do just actors. You need to do just artists. You need to do just authors. But I won't do it. I'm not going to conform to a specific niche. You know, with every author out there, I could do an author a day, every day, and still not touch all the authors that are out there. With actors and artists, coming up, I'm going to have a conversation with Elizabeth Hurley. And the main focus is going to be on her son, Damien, and the new movie he directed, which he got his mom to play in. He's like, she's like, hey, when you do your first movie, I'll be in it. And he said, I'm going to call you in for that. When these opportunities are there, they're presented to me, I'll either say yes or no. And that's it. It's a matter of one of the rules that I have, and I take it from my grandfather. My grandfather said the following subject should not be talked about at the dinner table: religion, politics, sex. And I try to, as the hardest, to, I've had political figures on. You know, I had Newt Gingrich on. And Newt Gingrich, you know, it was, you know, talking about a political book. First question I asked him was about his thesis that he did to graduate college, and opened up him up to a different level. He sent me a personal thank you saying that this was the best interview he ever had. And three, the key part of the whole thing is we never got into the politics. I don't want to have where my guests feel like, you know, my listeners feel like, Sean's going to have another liberal, conservative, independent. I want them to say, Sean's got someone and he's going to get them to tell us a story. That's what I want. I don't want to deal with stuff that makes one side or the other cringe. Everyone has a story. Everyone has that opportunity to tell a story. We may not be good at it, but that's the thing. You know, I had somebody who wanted to come on the show, and no matter what I tried, they were not going, we're not going to do the Rocky Nate. I'm not going to do One Big Question. I'm just going to give you my talking points. And I said, have a nice day. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it. Danny, I don't want to be like everything else. I had somebody who's a podcast expert come to me and said, well, you don't put a lot of you in there. Nobody knows who you are. And I'm like, that's great. The only thing that needs me there is be on the mic with Sean Dillon. That's the only part where you're ever, and I don't even say my name. I always say be on the mic. You know, Anne DeWig, great voiceover artist, intros the show, and then we go right into it. I'm not going to bore you with fluff. I'm not going to make it where you have to listen to 8-10 minutes of me telling you about what happened in my week. I am a conduit to a story. That's it. I will bring up my kids occasionally when it is relevant to a guest. But other than that, it's not about me. It is never about me. It is always about the guest. And so I'm different. I don't know what else to say, Danny, because the thing is that I am here to tell a story and to share a story. Whether I am 5,438th in the arts chart or top 500 in the arts chart or number one in the arts chart, I'm still going to tell a story.
And speaking of stories, a little birdie, well, okay, you, mentioned that you once drove a golf cart with Opera and Burl Ives as your passengers. And I've just got to say, spill the beans, man. But what's going on there?
Okay. This is my other podcast is gets this. This is an exclusive. No one's heard this story before. So when I was 17 and 18, I drove carts, golf carts, in the Cleveland International Airport for a security company. And so I was in charge of taking handicapped persons and VIPs to the gate long way away. And so when VIPs would come, they're like, Sean, don't say anything. Don't ask for anything. Just get them to the gate. And I'd go, okay, yes, sir. I got you. And one day, Oprah Winfrey comes in with a entourage of entourage, filling up every seat. And I was going to talk to her. I couldn't get in that word in it edgewise. She wanted to know everything about me. Right. And so I took her to the gate. She signed, she said, I want to give you an autograph, found something. And she signed, you know, to Sean, thanks for the ride, Oprah. I still have it to this day. And then I just got an autograph book, and the autograph book was always on the front page of the front seat. So if anyone wanted to sign the book, and I had sports stars and celebrities, and Burl Ives at this time is right before he passed, came and was going on a plane ride, took him to the gate, and he's like, I'm not going to write an autograph book. I'm going to give you something special. And he found out about me because he wouldn't, again, another person that wanted to talk and tell stories and ask me about me. And, you know, with a name like Sean, you're a good Irishman. Mm-hmm. And then when he found out I had brothers and sisters with Tara, Patrick, Kirsten, Kelly, Liam, you know, so I have a folder that's to Sean, you know, a good Irishman. I once lived near Limerick for a time, for our lives. And so for that, those rides helped keep in my mind that sometimes it's not about the star. It's about the person that the star is with.
Right.
It's Danny. It's never going to be about me. It's going to be somebody else's story. You know, for The Rock in 25, I take my audio out and let Jeff, Jarrett, and Pete get the glory. I don't have to have a parade for me. It's not my story. And so for Oprah and Burl and George Peppard and Brooke Shields and all the people that I've met during that time in Cleveland, it was nice. It was cool. But I learned more about how they perceived people and how they wanted people to perceive them.
And I think we can forget that because it's obviously they're huge celebrities, very well known, Oprah, mega media mogul, obviously. And I think sometimes we forget they're still a normal person, like normal air quotes. For anybody that's listening to the audio version of this. But we sometimes forget they're just normal people behind a celebrity and they do just want to talk to someone and have a normal conversation and find out about the people that they experience for a moment of their day or a moment of their time. And I feel there's like a show in there as well, like maybe even a video show where you're going about in your golf buggy, your golf cart, and you've got celebrities. It's almost like, what's that, Carpool Karaoke, before Carpool Karaoke came along, but the spoken version. I think that'd be a cool little concept. You know, where the celebrities are basically interviewing you as opposed to vice versa.
It's all so interesting, but the funny part is that I really don't do a lot of interviews. I mean, you're probably the second person that I've allowed to interview. No, third person I've allowed to interview me in this. And the reason is that it's not my story. If you want to hear my story, I'll tell it to you. I could tell you about, you know, how I got into radio and escaping from being a Radio Shack store manager, you know, but I like hearing people's stories. One of the things that caused me to do this is when you're the oldest of six kids and you go to a big, huge family reunion of 300 people and, you know, there's like 9, 10 kids, you know, of our age of 7 to 10, you know, you have to learn to talk to older people real quick, because, you know, that's what it is. So having conversations was a better way of having a conversation and listening to what people are asking are sometimes better use of our time.
And I feel that's a really nice segue into for people that want to know more about Sean. I know you're saying that it's not about you, and I completely get that. But for people that do want to know about you, Sean, whether that's on the Rockin' 25 college basketball show, the Beyond the Mic show, which I do feel anybody that enjoys storytelling and getting to know a bit more about people that they thought they might have known, where can people connect with you, listen to the podcast, etc.?
Okay, for the Rockin' 25, it's available wherever you find podcasts, R-O-C-K-I-N 25. And for Beyond the Mic, Beyond the Mic is everywhere. You can find it on the Good Pods app. You can find it on beyondthemic.com, Apple. It's everywhere.
All the good places and some not so good places too. Like it's like that advert. You can find it in all good bookstores or all good record stores when a new book or album comes out.
Yeah, but Danny, wouldn't it be nice where you could go? Beyond the Mic, available in all sketchy places that you wouldn't normally go to. It'd be great.
It'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome if I might do that for an outro one time. Yes, please like, subscribe, and find us in all the sketchy places that you never know.
That'd be like a cool guerrilla marketing thing where you get sort of little stickers made with maybe either a QR code or whatever you wanted to have, and you just say, okay, obviously your Rockin' Radio show is kind of based around the Texas, Lubbock, Texas area, but it handles all sports. But say, okay, if you go into this local college basketball cafeteria or coffee shop or something, and you find this little sticker, you'll get this little bonus, but you've got this cool little, almost like a little mini treasure hunt. I think you should do that, mate. And put them in some sketchy areas as well, though, little dive bars and stuff, because it's colleges, there's going to be dive bars in there.
Dive bars, and, you know, if the post office doesn't kick you out, you know, you put it on, you know, the wanted posters, you know.
I think we're onto something here. You need to trademark that right away, mate. Get it locked in, loaded in. So, Sean, I really appreciate you coming on. I could spend another half an hour, 40 minutes more chatting with you, but I really appreciate you coming on. And no doubt, I know I'm going to continue listening to Beyond the Mic. And you know what? I'm going to start listening to more of the Rockin' 25 and see if I can understand the college basketball and get a little bit more knowledge there for this Brit that's delving into, you know, American sports.
All I'm going to tell you is this. Right now, March is the perfect time because the NCAA tournament is about ready to come. We're going to educate you. We're going to help you fill out a bracket. You've probably never filled out a bracket before, but you can fill out a bracket and follow along. And I'm just going to give you a tip. Don't pick any of the 16 seeds. Just don't.
Even though it'd be a good story and a good underdog story, don't pick the 16 seeds.
I wouldn't pick any 16 seeds this year.
I will keep that in mind. So again, Sean, thanks so much for appearing on the show today.
Danny, thank you so much.
So thank you for joining us today on My Other Podcast Is. If you prefer the audio version, you can follow online at myotherpodcast.com or on your favorite podcast app or some sketchy podcast app. I'm sure Sean would be following on a sketchy app. And if you're on the YouTubes, be sure to hit that like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Take care, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. To make sure you don't miss an episode, you can follow the show for free on your favourite podcast app or online at myotherpodcast.com. Or if you're on the YouTubes, you can watch every episode at myotherpodcast.com/YouTube. And be sure to hit that like and subscribe button. Take care, and I'll see you next time on My Other Podcast Is.